Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program here in studio. We started the other day visiting with some of the mayoral candidates for the election coming up here very shortly here in Atlantic this year, and we're going to continue that today. Grace Garrett is in with us this morning. Grace, how are you?
Good morning, Jim. I am doing great. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for coming by. Tell us about Grace.
Grace Garrett, married to Bill Garrett here in Atlantic now for 4 years, served on city council for 2 years, January, and I grew up in Detroit, and Bill grew up in Louisville, Kentucky. We have 2 adult children and 4 grandchildren.
Very good. Well, tell us, why are you interested in running for mayor?
When I ran in 2019, I said I wanted to bring a positive attitude and a servant spirit to Atlantic, and that's what I've done. I am interested in running for mayor because I want to showcase Atlantic as a great place to work, play, and call home.
Okay. Talk about positives. What positives do you see here in Atlantic?
Positives of Atlantic, and if any of you have seen my handout, even from the 19 election, I said that Atlantic is a gold nugget, has a great foundation. And that being said, all of us probably know that Mr. Whitney has a statue downtown. Mr. Whitney basically plowed a line in the rich Iowa dirt and said, let's build a town. And that's exactly what we have done. And I want to continue to build upon the foundation that has been laid.
Okay. What about challenges? What challenges do you think the community faces?
I have heard that people would like to see additional jobs here in town. But I think we need to showcase Atlantic as a place to come to that has positives, such as the small town feel. But pretty much we can get anything we need here in Atlantic. We may not get always what we want, but we can get what we need. And we are in a great location as far as being close to Omaha and Des Moines and Kansas City. And with that being said, Atlantic, again, is a great place in the Midwest to raise a family, to work, and to play.
Okay. Have you been hearing a lot of different types of issues that are important to folks when you visited with them here in the last few weeks?
Absolutely. And the number one concern is cleaning up our town. That has been the thing that has been at the top of people's list that they have shared with me. And I think that's a good place to start because, as I've said, if we want to showcase it, we must be ready. And that is part of being ready to showcase our town.
Okay. Well, what goals would you have? What goals would you want to set, both on the short term and the long term?
Short term, again, cleaning up our town. I think if there are ordinances that we need to review, I think that that would be appropriate. If they're working, let's make sure we're adhering to them. If they are not working, let's see why they are not working and update them to today's needs for our town. Again, housing has always been a topic of discussion as well as jobs. So those would be some of the first things, as well as another one of our major needs here in town is childcare. I would like to see those things addressed. We are addressing our housing issue with the current housing committee. We're also starting back up our beautification committee, so that's also addressing some issues to start with. And I would also like to see us expand Sunnyside to include some additional play equipment and possibly a splash pad that I'm hearing is at a high priority for a lot of people. And that's where I would go with some of those issues, but also infrastructure if it is needed in order to draw people here. Whatever that might look like. And we do know that we have a lot of younger and actually middle-aged folks working remote now. So let's make sure we're ready to draw them here if there's infrastructure that needs to be put in place.
Okay. A lot of things to cover there.
Yes.
All right. Well, we've got some time left here. You want to give them your sales pitch? What would you like folks to know when they consider going to the polls coming up here in November?
I am a planner. I'm a thinker. And I'm a go-getter. I try to think before I speak, but I'm not afraid to speak when it's needed. Recently on City Council, I did my homework, and I try to before I vote. if there's a measurement that needs to be taken for a certain stop sign issue possibly, I try to look at that situation for myself. I also went and found out information on the election method. And I will continue to do my homework before I vote on topics. With that being said, I also have a degree in business. Actually, I said my degree is in counseling, but I did major in business in school. And my experience has been in the healthcare field, which also includes human resources. With that, it includes many facets of life. I also have taught, I do training, facilitating, and public speaking. And with that, I've done that on different levels, whether it's in the faith community, the business world, and or now serving on city council. And I have represented the city at different times. So again, I will continue to do my homework. I will use my experience in business from my years past and to today. I will tell you that the faith community is nothing new to me. It is very important to me. And I will continue to work with businesses and nonprofits, which I have done in the past, actually started two nonprofits of my own, and as well as corporations. I have experience and a heart for people that will benefit our community as Atlantic's mayor, and I will use all the resources that I have gained over my years of experience. In 2019, part of my run was that I am a listener, and I have continued to do that this entire time of my service with City Council. I call myself a professionally trained listener. My degree is in counseling. So with that, as a counselor, you listen to the story or the situation, you put a plan in place, and then you move forward to see that plan get to the point of the best outcome. And so I think that being said, being a listener, which I have done, I will continue to do, and I believe that everyone, every generation can bring something to the table for us to get the best result for our town. I am your candidate with a vision forward, and I believe that we can together make Atlantic the best possible town it can be and draw others here.
Okay, very good. Grace, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jim.